Marty made me a little nervous last night. It seemed like our thoughts have really been running pretty close together. When he wanted to go to the 20th chapter of Acts, it kind of shook me just a little bit. But that's fine. Even after he got started, I thought, well, you know, maybe I need to pray and look at something else, but this just won't leave me. So all I know to do is give you what he give me.
And
we're going to take a very familiar reading lesson out of the 4th chapter of John. And Marty's thought last night was, Paul told him he kept nothing back that was profitable unto them.
Yeah.
And he talked about how God kept nothing back. And my thought tonight, I don't mind telling you because I want you to think about it as we read our lesson and we take our text. Our text will come out of the 20th chapter of Acts, and Jesus is a giver. Not Jesus was a giver, Jesus is a giver. And I want you to please pray for me. We're going to read about the Good Samaritan, not the Good Samaritan, the woman at the well. He goes to Samaria. But I don't think I've ever read nowhere, and I've tried to look, especially the last few days, but I don't think I ever read nowhere where Jesus asked anybody for something. I don't think I've ever read nowhere where he asked somebody to give him something. But he asked this lady for something. And that really got to me when I got to thinking about that. Her Lord and Savior asked her for something. And then I got to researching, and I couldn't find where he'd ever done that before or after. And, boy, that really got to weighing on me. And then I got to thinking about Jesus is a giver. And so I want to begin reading in the third verse of that 4th chapter. And he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. And he cometh into the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave unto his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, he sat thus on the well, and he was about the sixth hour. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw the water. And Jesus saith unto her, give to me a drink. And for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and would have given thee living water. And the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence, when hast thou that living water? And art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And I'm going to stop reading right there. I believe after that woman was born again. But I want to get into her thought tonight, and that Jesus is a giver. In that 20th chapter of Acts over there in the 35th verse, it says, I have showed you all things and how so laboring ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And I want you to understand, I've read all through there. I've never found where Jesus actually said those words, where Paul quoted right there, where Jesus said it's more blessed to give than it is received. But has any of y'all ever read the book of Esther? Any of you ever read it? If you'll read the book of Esther, you'll never find the Lord God's name mentioned in that book. Nowhere. But I want you to know he was all in it. He was from the beginning to the end of the book. You can find God all in it. And I want you to know I don't find where Jesus ever said those exact words, but everything he said and he done, he taught that it was better to be a giver than a receiver. And I believe that in all my heart. I never found where that woman ever gave Jesus a drink of water, but I believe in all my heart she got a drink of water from the one that said it was more blessed to give than it is to receive, because my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is a giver tonight. And I want you to know he will give you what you stand in need of. He will give you a peace. He will give you rest. He will give you salvation. He told her he would give you life everlasting. Listen to me. He is a giver. And we need to be givers also. But I want you to know we can't give like he can. We can only take it so far. But my Lord and Savior can give, and he give and give it all. As Brother Marty told us last night, Jesus Christ is a giver. Listen to me tonight. We want to go back over here now. It said over there, he said, if you knew who it was that spoke to you and asked of thee a drink, you would ask that he would give and be given thee the living water. And then go on down to that the 14th verse, and he said, it shall be unto him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. I want you to know, Jesus saves for eternity. It's forever. I hear people are concerned about the condition they might be in when it comes time for them to call you home. But listen to me. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be concerned if you've been born again. Honey, he gives you a drink, it's going to last you. The brother said the other night, yeah, we might get a little dehydrated every once in a while. We may get a little thirsty every once in a while. We may get a little cold every once in a while. But that well never leaves us. It springs up into everlasting life. Jesus is a giver, and he gives the perfect gift. The perfect gift of salvation. Nobody else can give that gift. There's no man can give like Jesus can. I want you to know. He said over here in John 14, he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give. Listen to me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Listen to me. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Listen to me. He can give you peace tonight. He can give you peace that passes all understanding. He can take your trouble away. Listen, he can take your trouble away if you've been saved tonight. What you're going through, if you'll go to Jesus and ask him to help you, he's a giver. He'll help tonight. There was some here last night that had troubles in their life. Listen to me. He can give you peace when you got troubles in your life. When you got troubles in your home, when you got troubles in your family, you got troubles in your job, if you'll go to Jesus and ask him, he'll be glad because he's a giver. If you'll ask him, he'll give you peace tonight. If you're here tonight and lost and you're worried and troubled about going to a devil's hell, I want you to know right now Jesus can give you peace tonight. He can give you peace. He can take all that away. He'll take it away, not only for this moment, but he'll take it away for eternity. Jesus, his heart's desire is the night to give. I believe when he went to that well, hey, he wasn't going there to get a drink of water. Listen to me. I believe he went there, he got his foot in the door. He went there and he asked her for a drink of water. He knew what she was going, her answer was going to be, and he knew that she needed a drink of the living water. Listen to me. His plan for the whole time was never to be a taker. He didn't want to receive a drink. He wanted to give a drink because he's a giver. He wants to give you a drink tonight. I will tell you, as Brother Mark would say, that to me is good stuff. He come to give tonight. He come to be a servant tonight. He didn't want nobody to wait on him. He wanted to wait on us. How did that mean something to me? The Lord of all the universe, Jesus Christ, wants to serve me. He wants to serve you. He wants to be a giver tonight. Now my question is, are you willing to ask tonight? We see people go on and on, just like the woman. Who are you? Who are you? You don't have no dealings with me. I want you to know he went to dealing with her. I want you to know the Jews went to dealing with the Samaritans there. I want you to know he went to dealing with her. She said, where can you draw from? The well's deep. I want you to know God can draw you out of the deepest place you'll ever get yourself into. That was a drawing he was talking about. He knew the water he was going to give her was going to last for eternity. So he'll give you peace. Let not your heart be troubled. He'll give you peace, not as the world gives you. I want you to know this whole world is offering all kinds of peace. Shalah, shalah. That's what the Jews say. Peace, peace. There is no peace. The brother read to us the other night. That's what they say. Shalah. They'll meet one another and they'll say, shalah. That means peace unto you. But listen to me. That's why he said that. They say peace, peace. And there is no peace. They go around saying it all the time, but they don't know what peace is. Only peace they can get is from Jesus. He's the only one. You'll ever have peace in this old world. In the 11th chapter of Matthew, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and have heavy laden, and guess what? I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Listen to me. He said, I'm meek and lowly in my heart. I want you to know he come as a servant. They asked him one time who would sit on his right side. I want you to know he told them, he said, who is greater, he that sits at meat or who sits at the table? And they said, well, he that sits at the table. And he said, you have rightfully judged. But he said, I've not come to be a servant to, but to be a servant. I want you to know our Lord and Savior come to serve us because he was a giver. Most of us are takers. Most of us are takers. It ain't too many of us are givers. But listen to me, if we want to follow the example and know what it is, to be more blessed to give than it is to receive, we need to become givers. Peter, they asked him one time, the one begging alms outside the gate called Beautiful. Peter told the man, he said, silver and gold I have not, but what I have I freely give to you. He was talking about the gospel. He couldn't save that man's soul, but he could tell him about the one that could save him. That's what I'm trying to do tonight. I can't save your soul, but Jesus is the giver. He gives life eternal. He gives love. He gives peace. He gives rest. He gives it all. And he gave it all. There's been so many times in my life we talk about when we lost, and I want to tell you when I was lost, I knew I was going to hell. And I was scared. I was really scared. I was so scared, and I had such conviction. I felt like that night if I had left Rocky Mountain Church, I'd died and went to hell. I believe that in all my heart. And I still don't know if I went wrong. I believe he was letting me know you need to get it fixed, and you better get it fixed now. And I want you to know I fell down in the back of that house. And all that trouble went away. He gave me rest. He gave me peace. He gave me, as Brother Marty said, he didn't keep nothing back. He gave me the whole dose of it. I drank from a well that I never run dry. It springs up into eternal life. Because Jesus is a giver. Lost friend, you need to listen to me. You keep coming. You come to church Sunday after Sunday. You come revival after revival, and you think this is just going to keep going on. Listen to me. One of his days, he's going to give all he's going to give. One of these days, the Father's going to say, that's enough. Son, you go get my children. That's enough. The giving's over with. The door of mercy has been shut. It's over with. He's going to say, that's enough. And when it is, it's going to be enough. Time will be no more. There won't be no more giving. There won't be given another opportunity. There won't be given any more mercy. There won't be granted any more grace. Listen to me. You better start paying attention. Because this is getting serious, and it's getting serious quick. Look around you. Look around you. Can you not see what's happening around us? The Bible's been fulfilled right in front of us, and people are too blind to see it. I don't know how much time we've got left, but I want to tell you it ain't much. If it's 100 years, it ain't much. If it's a day, it ain't much. If it's 10 minutes, it ain't much. And it's wearing out on you. But Jesus is the giver. He wants to save you tonight. He wants to give you peace tonight. He wants to give you rest tonight. He wants to give you a drink of water tonight. If you knew who spoke to you right now, you would ask and say, sir, give me a drink of that water that I never thirst again. Is he speaking to you tonight? Is he talking to you? Is he talking to you about it? Is that old heart troubled? Let your heart not be troubled. All you got to do is come to him with a sincere heart and ask. I want you to know when that woman come clean, she told him that she talked about her husband. He told her where her husband was. She said she had no husband. And he said, you rightly answered. Listen to me. She come clean with God. I want you to know when you begin to come clean with God, I want you to know when you ask sincerely with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he will give you a drink of that water. Because Jesus is a giver. Y'all pray for us. Jesus, I talked about a while ago about at the table where they asked him in the 20th chapter of Matthew, he told them, he said, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto. In other words, he didn't come for everybody to wait on him, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. He gave his life. Jesus is a giver. Often we We think about there on the cross, how he gave his life and the things he suffered and he went through. But he gave his life up there with the Father. He was there with the Father. And they looked all through heaven, Brother Marty told us about last night. They couldn't find nobody. Nobody. But the line of Judah travailed. Jesus said, I'll go. You know why he went? You know why he come? Because it was more blessed to give than it was to receive. He could have stayed there with the Father. And I want you to know and enjoyed the glory forever. But I want you to know he was willing to give for you and me. He was willing to give for this night. He was willing to give for that night at Rocky Mount. Jesus was a giver. He gave for you. He gave for me. He's a giver. And you're not willing to ask. We go nights after nights. You go to revivals everywhere. Lost people, they just got where they're so hard to reach. You just pour your heart out like these preachers have the last two nights. The church can work and labor, and lost people just sit and look at you. Why are you having dealings with me? The Samaritan woman said. Why are you talking to me? Why would you ask anything of me? He's asked things of me since. It said the reason he asked her is because his disciples wasn't with him. Did y'all pay attention to that? They'd gone on. He'll ask me and you. He asked you. He asked you. He asked you. If you've been led to join the church, he was there, asked him. He draws them that are lost. And he asked as us. I never did find where he asked anybody for anything. I sure didn't find nothing where anybody could give him anything he stood in need of because he owned it all anyway. That's the reason he never asked for nothing. He didn't have to. He owned it every bit. Why would he ask for something that he owned? But he wanted her to ask him. And that's what the conversation was about. You asked me. I was going to read these Sunday, and it didn't work out. But as the book calls it up here, my book does anyway, The Last Supper up there. In the 22nd chapter of Luke, that's where I'm going to take it from, he said he took the bread and gave thanks, and he broke it. And it gave it to them. Listen, he gave it to them saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. It's been talked about so many times, he could call 10,000 angels. All he had to do was ask. You get what I'm saying? All he had to do was ask. But he didn't. You know why? He was a giver. He gave rather than ask. Jesus gave his body for you and me. Lost friend, he gave his life for you. Bible says, Paul said, rarely a righteous man or want to die for a righteous. But he died for us while we was yet sinners. I never was blessed to have a son. I've got two grandboys, though. They love their papa, and I love them. And if I live long enough, I'm going to spoil them rotten. I'm done taking them fishing. I done got plans on how I'm going to take them hunting. I'm pitching ball with them. I'm going to do all those things that I never got to do with that boy that I never had. Chad, I love you. God's a giver. He gave his only begotten son. I couldn't do it. If y'all said, Jeff, you take Logan and Easton and you just offer him a sacrifice for Marty. You love Marty, don't you? Yes, I do. But I could not give them boys, nor can I give my girls. I want to be honest with you tonight. God is a giver. Jesus is a giver. He said, this is my body, which is given for you. Take it. You take it, and you eat of that. He told him in the 6th chapter of John, he said, I'm the bread of life. It's given for you. Come down from heaven. Oh, whoever eats of this will never hunger again. He wasn't talking about that unleavened bread we took Sunday. He was talking about him. The same way with the fruit of the vine. It was symbolic of him. He's a giver. Then you go over just a couple chapters from where we read that to you. Jesus had just gave salvation to one hung on a cross with him. Just an old thief, but he was a giver. He died for him too. And he told him, he said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And after that, it said, when it was about the 6th hour, there was darkness all over all the earth until the 9th hour. That was 3 p.m. in the evening. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the mist. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. They didn't take his life. He laid it down.
Amen. Amen.
You know why? He was a giver. Father! He could have stopped it right there when he said, Father. He could have said, stop it now, Father. I'm asking you, Father, to stop it. But he didn't. He loved you. He was a giver. And he gave his life up there. That may not mean much to you tonight. But to a boy that was 14-year-old, calling on the name of God, in trouble and didn't know where he was going to turn, it meant a lot to me, and it has since then. There's been so many times when he had to give me peace. He had to give me rest when troubles was all around me. And they've been in the last few months. But listen to me. You can find rest in Jesus Christ. You can find peace. Don't let your heart be troubled tonight. Go to him. And he'll give you what you stand in need of. He'll give you something the world can't give you. He'll give you peace that'll last. That's my scattered mess. But I want you to know something. You say, well, where'd he come up with a sermon like that? You talk to the giver. He's the one give it to me. He's a giver. He give it to me, and he said, you give it to them. You know why? He said, because I'm a giver. He loves us tonight, that he still gives messages, and he still gives messengers. He's a giver. Amen. Amen. Get a song. If you're here tonight and lost, you want to get things fixed? You want the trouble to be gone? You don't want to ever have to go through this night again? You don't have to. But you can sit there and chew on chewing gum and look around and act like nothing bothers you and continue down the road you're headed. He won't make you. But he'll ask you to ask him. He'll draw you. And he'll say, if you want a drink, come and get it. If you want a drink of some water that'll last for eternity, come and get it. Because he's a giver. That's my message.